Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bold training methods. I'm Coach Carvalho, your host, and in today's episode, we are analyzing the heart of the NCAA tournament phase known as March Madness. As we journey through this exciting and captivating phase of the basketball season, one thing became clear: the need for a balanced style of play, one that integrates effective offense with strong defense. Just as I did during the regular season, I remain deeply engaged in analyzing the performances of the teams. My focus was on dissecting each team's playing styles and strategies as they competed for conference championship titles and or to secure their spots in the final NCAA tournament bracket. This kept me glued to my TV screen, tirelessly flipping between channels and games to gather insights and gain a comprehensive understanding of each team's style of play strengths and weaknesses. I observed the same regular season troubling pattern shown by most powerhouse teams, characterized by an excessive reliance on their offensive capabilities at the expense of their defense. This unbalanced approach left them vulnerable and out of conference championship contention. Regrettably, many powerhouse teams persisted with this unbalanced style of play throughout the season and now during the conference tournaments, often disregarding the crucial aspect of defense. Teams such as Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky fell victim to this trend and suffered the consequences, failing to advance in the tournament due to subpar performances, particularly at the defensive end of the court. On the flip side, teams that embraced a more balanced approach, such as North Carolina State, Wisconsin, Auburn, and UConn, have experienced positive outcomes. By prioritizing both offense and defense, these teams have showcased the benefits of a well-rounded strategy. Their success is evident in clinching conference championship titles and securing progression to the next phase of the NCAA tournament. Now you may be wondering, how can these teams compete more effectively during the NCAA tournament? The answer is both simple and crucial. Let's take a closer look at UAB, Samford, and Auburn. These teams have emerged as examples of a well-balanced style of play, distinguished by their relentless tactical pressing defense during matches. Their defensive strategy not only dictated the tempo of the games, but also reduced the opponent's possession time and point production per possession. Their transition offense capitalized on the additional possession time, generating more shot attempts per possession and heightening their scoring efficiency. Furthermore, these teams displayed notable tactical discipline, particularly in critical areas of the game, such as shot selection, rebounding, and their commitment to regaining possession of the ball as soon as it was lost. I firmly believe that in this year's NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, success will depend on teams embracing a more balanced approach to their playing style. It is crucial for teams to prioritize both offense and defense instead of relying solely on one aspect, as it is not sustainable. Championship success requires proficiency in both areas. Teams cannot expect to achieve greatness with an elite offense coupled with a subpar defense. A balanced strategy is key to making a deep run in the tournament. I hope that the conference tournaments served as a warning to powerhouse teams, as their shortcomings in their respective tournaments often stemmed from their inability to play effective defense and make stops. Coaches, the road to glory starts now, and success or failure is still under your control. While offense undoubtedly plays a crucial role, it is the defense that ultimately wins championships. The pressure is on you to refine your team's strategies and elevate your players' performances in both ends of the court in the face of the intense competition ahead. The ball is in your court. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to today's Coach Carvalho podcast. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Until then, keep striving for excellence. And remember, success requires adaptability, resilience, and audacity. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.